I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1340, Insecurity. Do you struggle with it? It's been defined as uncertainty or even anxiety about yourself, a lack of confidence. And we throw the word around a lot. We might say, I'm feeling insecure, or she's acting insecure. And we usually mean self-doubt or lack of confidence, but it's bigger than that, isn't it? It could be a specific insecurity, like even getting your basic life needs met. Can I pay the bills? And so on. It could be a relational insecurity, and that's a big one. When you don't feel supported or trusting in a relationship with someone that you want to trust. It could be a general insecurity when your weakness, and we all have weaknesses, just is overwhelming you at the moment. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are loving God and loving others right where we live, even in the messiness of our own insecurities. Would you like to be called by Almighty God to do something amazing in His name? A lot of people would. Yes! You're all in. Sign me up. That would be awesome. But that yes is not automatic, is it? Others of us might say, not so fast. I'm not so sure. I'm not so confident I could do that. And if that's you, what I want you to know today is you're in good company. Hear these words from the Bible on the call of a guy named Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 8 and verse 10. The Bible says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I'm only a youth. For to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. See, I have set you this day over nations, over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Wow, that sounds great, right? Well, did you notice Jerry's not so sure? He's got some deep feelings of inadequacy, insecurity. Well, in the end, he did it, but understand his calling did not come without crisis, and neither will yours. Today, friends, my hope for us in this episode is to see that even when God Himself calls us to do something, and it might be a job that's hard, a child to raise, a ministry that you don't feel ready for, a friend to help, a parent to care for, you know your own list, it's natural to feel insecure, unsure, and not ready. Jeremiah did, and if Jerry did, you and I can too. But God said, I'm with you. You've got this. And He's saying the same thing to us. Here's the great question. What are you being asked to do that's hard, that makes you feel unprepared, unsure, even insecure? Let's pray. Father, in humility, we come before you acknowledging our insecurities and our own limitations. Like Jeremiah, we feel ill-equipped, inadequate for the challenges you put before us. Yet we trust your divine wisdom and purpose in our lives. Jeremiah 1 reminds us that before you formed us in our mother's womb, you already knew us and you know our life, God. And you're going to go with us through our life. Help us to embrace that when fears and doubts creep in. God, we confess our insecurities, our limitations, our weaknesses, and we know that's where you often work the best. So give us wisdom to discern your call. Give us strength to overcome our own insecurities. Help us to face our uncertainties and know that we don't need to be afraid, for you are with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1341. And in the meantime, I wanted this episode to be liberating to you. Because from Noah to Jeremiah to Solomon to Mary, the mother of Jesus, all God's greats can feel inadequate and insecure. It's normal. But don't forget, if God calls you, and He does, God is with you. So grab His hand and go for it.